And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, you know, man, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Yeah, I had an article here that kind of goes along with that last topic we just talked about there with State Senator Sam Caban. This one came from Alabama Reflector, which is a new website that I'm not familiar with, but I found the story. They did a great write-up on this. Story came out in July about the fact that Alabama lawmakers are pursuing what is the nation's first new state house in nearly five decades. I thought he said that that Virginia or West Virginia, wherever he was, just had one. But it points out in the article, trips to Goat Hill, that's the nickname for where the capital is, Goat Hill. Goat Hill. Trips to Goat Hill are a regular event for fourth graders in Alabama, but the buses taking them there have to stop out on a busy street called South Union Street between the state capitol and the state house. Listen, so if you've never taken a trip there, you should, first of all. You should. I encourage any of you to go to your state capitol, which you can walk in on any given day. It has a state capitol gift store. It's very cool. Right next to it is the state archives, which I love. And the state archives have irritated me with a few of their kind of liberal positions of late. But for the most part, they are a very cool museum of the state of Alabama. It's wonderful. It's right there looking over at the Capitol building. And then you can also walk into the state house. And the state house is where the House and the Senate meet. And it's not a remarkable building, which is not a problem. It's kind of a clunky building. It was originally, if I'm not mistaken, designed to be a Department of Transportation building. It was just an office building. But the House and the Senate used to meet in the actual old state capitol, the one with the big dome on it. And they still have what's called the old House and Senate chambers. And when you see Governor Ivey or any other state governor giving their State of the State address, they're delivering it in the old House chamber. And you know, they still have the old wooden desk set up in there. Well, it's been in my lifetime that changed. Well, I'm, you know, old enough to know that my lifetime has got some years on it. But the what happened was they were going to renovate the old House chamber, but they had to have a place to go. Well, the DOT had moved out of the building across the street, right behind the Capitol. And so they went in there, and they set up temporary, and they never left. The legislature has been there in what would be considered a temporary building for, goodness, 50 years-ish. And it's in great need of development. I mean, when I was there, I'm not kidding you, when I was there, there's so much mold in the building that my eyes would burn after about 3 or 4 hours in the building. And I can't imagine people who have full-time jobs there. When they redid the old chamber, the Senate chamber, I'm talking about the Senate chamber in the current state house, and made it look so much better. And they did it with prison labor. They didn't spend a lot of money, but they redid it all. They were pulling up carpet, finding mold underneath. They were taking down, you know, wall hangings and finding mold behind it. They found a dead rat in one of the desks. I mean, it's like, come on, y'all. This is our state house. This is where we make the laws. And so I got real mixed feelings about seeing money spent on government, because I've been crying out about the last few years, especially with COVID, them not providing debt relief, them not providing tax relief, them not providing things to help the private sector. But I got to tell you, having been in that building, there is no way for the general public to truly be able to go and observe and enjoy the watching of the making of the laws that govern this state in its current configuration. Sooner or later, we got to do something. Well, I think sooner is better than later at this point. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, more home fries, second helping. Coming up, we get back. Your phone. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground, y'all, across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean it when I say that. I'm not kidding. I'm talking about Alabama. And I love living here. Send this signal for this show, like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure, y'all. Boomer and I were just talking about dogs. Got me missing my dog.
We were. I love my dog.
I looked at him and I said, we can't talk about this anymore. This is your fault. And I realized my microphone was on. Anyway. Hey, I got a caller on the line. Let me grab it real quick. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. I got my dogs right by me in the car.
There you go.
But at that point, the state building and the archives.
Yeah.
In Montgomery, I just wanted to let people know my wife and I, Lisa, my second highest power next to Judith, went down there about 3 or 4 weeks ago and visited the what was the first White House of the Confederacy.
Yeah, the little White House of the Confederacy.
Because they moved it over there.
Yeah.
And it's right next to the archives.
To the archives, there. Absolutely. Yeah. Did you tour the archives while you were there?
No, we did not. We had the dogs with us.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
A two-story building is one thing. The archives is a different thing.
The archives, by the way, I know you have a military background, so the archives you especially like, they've got an entire room dedicated to the 167th Infantry that used to be called the 4th Alabama. I was a commander of that unit at one point, but they date back to like 1836, and they got an amazing display room just for that unit alone. It's worth it.
I intend on going back, and also the first White House of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Has quite a few different military memorabilia in one room.
Yeah. So. Yeah, very cool. Did you go in the State House or the Capitol while you're there?
What's that?
Did you get to go to the State House or the Capitol? Oh, yeah, the dogs. So I guess you didn't go in the State House or the Capitol either.
Nope. Neither one.
All right.
We went to a restaurant, and then we visited that.
So. All right. We'll make a second trip. All right, buddy. See you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
I got some text messages. Let me check those out real quick. Let's see what we got here. Badger from Athens says, as a lifelong Cowboys fan, I never cared for Deion Sanders. He's going back to my monologue. He says, but your monologue shed a different light. Thank you. Badger, I am proud to have changed your mind, at least partially. Crazy Joe from Decatur. I don't think Bobby Jones would go down with the cash with a catch road. Nope. I don't think he would either. Did you see that? He just took my monologue, merged it with my first dipper. Did you see that? That's how it works.
Yeah, he's just molding them together.
I don't want to brag or anything. Hey, by the way, that's Crazy Joe writing words to us.
Whoa.
Hey, there wasn't a meme. Crazy Joe had a cup of coffee, I reckon. What else we got in here? I was just reminded, by the way, real quick text from Brian from Huntsville again. He says, don't forget, remember your football pick'ems. Otherwise, John's going to give you a hard time. My pick'ems are in, bro. I got them in yesterday.
Way to go.
I don't want to brag or anything, but there it is. Raven from Russellville. My dogs go everywhere I do. If they aren't welcome, then neither am I. There you go. Other things in the home fries category. Let's just cook up some more home fries. But there you go. So this one, by the way, this one caught my attention. So we're talking about the State House. I don't know if you saw this headline, Boomer, when you prepared this stuff, but it's the most random sounding article I've ever seen. So apparently members of the House Ethics and Finance Committee in Montgomery, we're talking about the State House Ethics and Finance Committee, they had a meeting because they're discussing whether there need to be modifications to Alabama's ethics laws, yada, yada. And while they're sitting there, a dude in a gorilla suit just walked in and sat down in the back of the room. But what's crazy is that's the headline. AL.com, Dateline yesterday, person in gorilla suit crashes Alabama Legislative Ethics Committee meeting. It's a two-page article. They spend a lot of time talking about what they're doing to the laws. And then at one point, just right in the middle, no big deal, there's one place where it says, the proceedings were halted more than halfway through the meeting when the chair, Representative Matt Simpson, stopped one of the other speakers from continuing with the presentation after a person dressed in a gorilla costume walked into the back of the room and sat down. He says, we have a guest in the chamber. I feel like we're all safe. There's no threat there. I don't see security. It's the season, everyone. And that's it. And then he goes back to talking about what they were discussing.
It's the season.
That's the whole... The title is about the gorilla.
But it does only mentions that one little thing.
What the heck? I want to know who the gorilla guy was. Why is there a dude in a gorilla costume walking around? Did he go through security wearing his gorilla costume?
I'm sure he did. That's awesome.
It's not awesome. That's freaky.
I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. Way to go. He walked through. He had to go through security.
Well, yeah, you can't get in the building without going through
security.
Yeah,
and even if he didn't have his gorilla costume on, I'm sure his bag was checked.
Maybe this was in relation to what they're doing. He was saying, it's time for y'all to address the gorilla in the room.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe he was making a statement. All I know is we got folks in government, and they got a dude in a gorilla suit, walks in the room calmly and just sits down the back of the room. And this article makes that the headline and then includes like three lines about it on a two-page
Makes you read the whole article because you want to find out about this gorilla.
This is Home Fries. I mean, we're covering what happened in your state.
That's
but
so funny.
I just look at this and go, that was a total clickbait.
That it was.
But I still want to know why the dude was wearing the gorilla suit.
Will they bait you again?
I don't know. All right. You know that, by the way, we are a marijuana state now, apparently. That's just, this was where we are. Because we have Republicans that believe that marijuana is necessary. And never mind the fact that it has not been FDA proven. But it's okay. Anyway, the Medical Cannabis Commission that was established by the law that the Republicans helped pass is a goat rodeo. It's a complete debacle. They couldn't find their backside with both hands. It's that bad. Story here on 1819 News, dated today. Y'all, this has been an ongoing saga. So the Medical Cannabis Commission, they took their 2 years to decide even how to get the licenses done. And then they're very restrictive, according to the law, as to how many licenses they can give out. It's not like they're really working with the free market here. I mean, this is the most anti-Republican bill ever made. If it wasn't about marijuana, it would still be anti-conservative. It raises taxes. It defeats civil liberties. It defies the free market. It creates new government. It's awful. I would debate any of them about this in a heartbeat. However, the Medical Cannabis Commission that was established by the new law, they cannot get their act together. It took them 2 years. They finally began to issue the licenses, and then immediately they were appealed. Why? Because this is not about getting what people need to make them feel better. No, this is about the big cannabis multi-billion-dollar industry wanting its piece of the pie. And when people didn't get their license, they're mad, so they file suit. Then they claim there was discrimination. Then they claim that there was some type of a conflict of interest with the existing chairman of the Cannabis Commission, who then had to resign. And then we have, okay, an article came out in Politico. We're talking about Alabama. An article in Politico published Thursday about the lengthy implementation of the new medical marijuana industry in Alabama stated that rumors are swirling that the legislature might scrap the whole program or open up a licensing free-for-all. I say it's one or the other. Either get rid of it or quit pretending that government has to run it all. That's the thing. I'm not a fan. I'd just soon not see pot shops everywhere. And you're not going to be able to go to a pharmacy and get your doctor's prescription. You got to go see Guido with the nose ring at the cannabis dispensary down the road. Because the way that the existing laws are, pharmacists would lose their license if they issued marijuana. So what we're looking at now is quickly, there have been, you know, calls to legislators. Are you all talking about getting rid of it? I don't know why you would say that. No one's saying that. Anyway, Politico says they're hearing rumors. Why is a national publication saying that? I think part of it is, to be honest with you, I think part of it is that the cannabis industry is applying pressure through its liberal media friends to try and push Alabama to get this thing going the way they want it going. There's that. And then what else have I got right here? Hang on a second. In my stack. Okay, so I had a long conversation with someone yesterday. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let's do this, Boomer. I'm going to take a break right now before I jump into this one because I want to talk about the rocket. I'm still mad about the rocket. I want my freaking rocket back. Where's my rocket?
In little pieces.
That's about right. They could have at least sold it for souvenir pieces.
Give me part of the rocket.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a great article here about that, but I also had a conversation with someone who believes that we need to take some serious action to hold the feet to the fire on where this thing went and what we're going to do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, tell you what, like making common sense a superpower up in here. And let me tell you, folks, you hear those ads playing during the break, right? Those ads playing are a big part of how Right Side Radio stays on the air. So we are a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. The radio stations y'all listen to us on, they don't own the content. We own the show and send it to them. And part of the way, like I said, we sustain it like any other business is we sell ads. And so if you listen to the show and you're like, man, Boomer and Phil got it going on. They are constantly saying the things that I think. They talk like me. Well, we would love to have you because you got to know if you're out there listening, then there's a bunch of other people out there listening who would buy your services or products. So you might want to advertise on Right Side Radio. If that's the case, you don't call the station. You call us direct. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising tab. Send us a message. We will get right back to you. We would love to talk to you about being on the team. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on advertising. Send us a message. We will square you away. We'd love to have you. I'm in Home Fries right now, right? Oh, thank you, Boomer. You are on the money. That was so sly. Like you didn't even move. You're like a sphinx over there, and all of a sudden the sound effect. It's crazy. The Rocket. The Rocket at the I-65 rest stop, there for 44 years, all right? The vast majority of my life, that Rocket's been standing out there. And I'm just gonna miss seeing it. Well, we don't have to keep missing it. Keep in mind that even though the Space and Rocket Center saw fit to go ahead and tear it down, which I still question and take issue with, I feel like they were just being somewhat indifferent. They didn't want to deal with it. They didn't want to deal with public opinion. They just kept going, nah, we're not, nah, meh. That's what we kept getting from them was meh. I was a little taken aback by the Attorney General of the state of Alabama deciding that this was not going to qualify under the Monuments Protection Act. I don't know how in the world that could be, but they say it didn't. So next thing you know, the rocket was torn down. I mean, most recently, just in the last few weeks, the demolition of one of the last remaining Saturn 1B displays in the world. So I found a great article, and it's from a website called SpaceExplored.com, one of the best write-ups I've seen of the rocket. By the way, when you hear me say that kind of thing, and you know I got the paper in my hands, Boomer's already put the resources up. You can find them if you want to. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. Go to the live stream page. There's a button right above the video stream, and you'll see it. It says resources. You click on it. Every time you hear me rattle paper or talk about an article, they're all there for you if you want them. So SpaceExplorer.com, dated just a couple weeks ago, says demolition crews have torn down the old Saturn 1B rocket that stood at the Alabama Welcome Center on I-65 after nearly four decades. The rocket deteriorated, and it was deemed unsafe, and efforts by local officials to renovate the rocket failed. After standing on its pedestal for 44 years, the Saturn 1B rocket at Alabama's Northern Welcome Center has been torn down by demolition crews. It does say, by the way, I'm not a TikToker, all right? I'm not. But it does say that the whole process, and I'd love to find the series of videos if it's possible, was documented by a TikToker named Laura Ann Stovall from start to finish. So that's cool. Somebody kept going over there and documenting the takedown. All right. It goes through, this article is a great job of labeling where all the Saturn 1Bs are or were. And they were numbered SA-201, SA-204, SA-205. All right. The one that we've had has been SA-211. It talks about the fact that there's been only two of them left, SA-209, SA-211. One of them is actually on display at the Kennedy Space Center. That's cool. But the other one was ours, SA-211. which part of it was a mock-up because they apparently they didn't have the ability to stand the entire thing, so they used the base, the engines, and then they built a mock-up second stage, what we were looking at. It points out, though, here's the thing. It's gone, but if you remember, State Senator Tom Butler from Huntsville, this is in his district. He ran legislation, and the legislature approved it, that if we could not save the existing rocket, that $2 million would be set aside to replace it with something of like kind. What does that mean? Well, it could be a full mock-up. It could be something deemed worthy of the ability to stand in its stead, so to speak. All I want to know is, who's going to take the lead on that? So I had an amazing conversation with a gentleman yesterday, and I won't give away who yet, but he's literally considering establishing a foundation and then working that foundation for the purpose of putting something there that the general public's going to want. And I think that's huge, y'all. And by the way, I'd much rather have that than some bureaucrat sitting in Montgomery going, what do you want? I don't know. Let's put a giant dog statue. Okay. Now, who knows what they would do? I'd much rather have the people that care about it passionately looking at it, raising money, speaking to, you know, school groups, getting the community involved in it, you know, having local buy-in, so to speak. That's the way to go. That's absolutely the way to go. So my hope is we're going to see, and I'm looking forward to being a mouthpiece for it. I'm looking forward to speaking out, but I'm hoping we're going to see sometime in the very near future. As the rocket is now gone, what are we going to put there? Because that was, Boomer, how many times did you drive? I mean, you lived in Nashville, but you had family
here. Oh, I drove
here.
By that thing so many times.
And it told you where you were. I mean,
I knew exactly where I was. I'm like, all right, I got this long left. I'm good.
It's like that. It's better than a mile marker. You knew exactly where you were.
Yeah.
And you could see it from, I mean, it was 100 and something feet high.
So high. And it's right when you come around and up the hill and you, it's just awesome.
Well, by the way, the last part of that article that I had, Boom, it's fitting that we do something like this because it talks about the number of different Saturn family rockets and boosters and dynamic test vehicles that have all been in or are still in Redstone and Huntsville area. Mm. And it says Huntsville is the city with the greatest number of Saturn rockets per square mile. So what else we put there? That is cool. So I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful. I'm hopeful that what we're going to see is people actually coming together and making this our thing, you know, making it our, I don't know what it's going to look like yet. I think that's still to come. But I think all y'all right side ruffians out there need to get ready to put your pocket change in on this thing, and basically solicit the opportunity to build something that's ours that somebody else can't decide to tear down later. That's just, and then I hope they make it a monument that, I mean, sell bricks that walk up to it with people's names on it, you know. Dedicate it to people that you know or you love that you want their name on a brick. I don't know. There's all kinds of ways to do this. But something needs to be there that stands real tall and says, by God, Huntsville, Alabama helped put a man on the moon. And the reason why you have missile defense right now is because of Huntsville, Alabama. And the Saturn 1B rocket, that was a big part of who we are as a people. And I'm just saying, state of Alabama has been at the forefront of missile defense, rocket technology, space exploration. Listen, this is the hub. And maybe one day we'll also get Space Command back. That's what I'm saying. Just stand by and wait for that one. All right, coming up next, I'm going to switch gears. We're going to move from Home Fries Second Helping to a walk in Biden's world. I know. Some of y'all are going to want to take up drinking. Don't do it. Just go with me. We'll get through this together. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.